Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We have not missed an episode. We almost were going to miss, but we're here live in Corpus Christi. We're at Javi Luna Studios right now. What is the name of your studio?
I'm saying the Lunaversal Studios, baby.
Yeah, Lunaversal Studios.
We got the sharks jumping out of the water, and
I had to sign a release form. Dude, the security at the gate is worse than
I had to come to the back lot.
The back lot. Lunaversal Studios. Yeah, they were filming animation films on one side.
Yeah, we're in my house, man. I got the kids. You know, I was yelling at them right now. Like, hey, Chingo's coming over.
Yeah, Tio Chingo got to do a 30-minute. He's a little hungover. You know.
Nah, they're good. I got up and got them some tacos and everything. They're fed, so I was like,
y'all
chill over there. This is how we do it. This how we do it in the bottom rungs of comedy, man. I got a podcast studio in the corner of the living room.
Hey, man, it's a beautiful Sunday, brother. Thank you for accommodating, and thank you for 5 killer shows in Corpus Christi. As y'all can hear in my voice, rocking and rolling. Shout out to the tequila sponsor. We got a tequila sponsor now, big dog. Pie tequila. Yeah. If you don't know calculus, homie, you don't know pie, carnal.
You know what I'm saying? 3.147.
Yeah.
8309.
Yeah. Alcohol per volume. Nah.
No, no, that was Jenny's phone number from Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl. We got Juan Perez in the building, Mr.
What's up?
He got the C4s. He's double fisting C4s, aka toucans.
Juan found his soulmate in Corpus, bro. Oh, God
damn
it. Nah, you thought I wasn't gonna bring it up.
I didn't say she was my soulmate. She said she was my soulmate.
Oh, his soulmate found him.
I was setting up merch and I had gotten off stage and Chingo was on stage. He's like, "Oh my god, you're right here. You're here. Oh wow, I was
now
looking
you're here.
For you."
You were up
and
there.
I was like, "What?"
Now you're here.
And I was like, "Okay." And she's like, "Hey, I just want to let you know, you're my soulmate. I heard your set. You're my soulmate." And I was like, Wait, what do you mean by what are you talking about?
You know,
your cousin and you know, my ex, you know, like, I was like, my cousin with your no, like my cousin or your cousin did it to you.
Yeah.
And then mine was a foreclosure person that he cheated on me with, and I was like,
a foreclosure person.
Therefore, yeah, y'all sell me.
They were getting foreclosed on.
I guess so. And then she's like, yeah, they match. It makes sense. And I was like,
hey, long story short, she took a picture with him and she put it on her Facebook. Uh-huh. And then she's like, me and Juan's engagement photo.
Yeah.
And then the people in the comments are like, oh my God.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. And then she's like, I wish. He's a badass comedian.
Hey, bro, she was pretty, bro.
I looked at that and I was telling Chingo right now earlier. And I was like, dude, I bet you if anybody sees that from my family, they're going to be like, he's at it again. He's getting married again. They're not going to put it past me.
They're going to blame me. They're going to blame me. Anda con el chingo bling.
He's getting married again. Third time's a charm, fool.
She was a gavacha, right? A white lady?
Yeah,
blonde?
She's blonde.
Okay, Juan.
Juan, hey, I'm telling you, hey, bro, Juan on the cover.
Hey, when we get back to the studio, we got to do Olympia, bro. We got to, like,
what I'm saying?
You got too much energy, big dog. Too many viejas.
She looked like a nurse, bro. Like she was giving me in that picture, she was giving me nurse energy, bro.
Nurse vibes?
She definitely had some nurse vibes going on. And they're wild, bro. Dude, that's a trifecta, bro. She's a nurse. She's a divorcee. She just got divorced, bro.
A trifecta.
Bro, divorcees are.
That's a different breed.
Shit. A man can live off of bread, water, and divorcees, man.
Uh-huh. What did you tell me after? Well, I told Javi this right off stage while Chico was on stage. And what did you tell him?
Shit, when I went through my single phase, shit, divorcees were my fortes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Javi was dropping game.
They're just out there, man. They've been in the house for however many years they were married, and they're ready to get out there and have a good time.
And get their claws into something.
You know what I'm saying?
Javi is a bad influence because I showed her the picture. He goes,
into something.
Juan, you might want to lock that down, dog.
I mean, at least for the night, man. Listen, they've been in a bad marriage. They've been done wrong. You know what I'm saying? And you the man say, let me treat you right for the night. You know what I'm saying?
Right for the night. Hey, everything Javi's saying is Biggie lyrics. He's like, divorcees was my forte. So when the wind blows, I see my polos and dote. It was Julio's and Jose. That's my primo. Don't play.
like a big old joke to Javi. I just dropping a track on Juan.
I'm not trying to be a bad influence. I'm just saying you're like the only, you're the only single guy on the tour right now. Like, we got to live vicariously.
Hey, we can have
you, bro.
Marisol's going to be like, who was doing the clicker? I'll be like, Juan's chick. Juan's fiance. She's out there click.
I'm going to need clickers in each town.
Click, can she do merch, bro?
Marisol says she need clickers in each town.
We're going to need clickers, and we're going to need business ladies in each town.
You know what I'm saying? We need to start street, like the old days, the street team.
I thought it was.
In each town.
Bro.
If we got any hookups for, like, air flights and stuff like that, what's up, you know?
Bro, we did two shows last night. Then we had to go to the studio. And you know how I had that joke. I retired it. But I had the joke, which was about, like, me being an OG, trying to navigate, dealing with younger generation artists. And it's like, you know, the pill popping and the lyrics and this and that. The loss in translation, right?
Right.
But really, I was living the reality of the joke last night, which was more so, I feel like Tom and Jerry when he put toothpicks in his eyes and his eyes are like red.
Yeah.
Almost like, I'm tired. Like, I got nothing.
I was surprised when you said you were going.
I didn't like necessarily like want to go.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Obviously, shout out to my boy Dusty, man. I haven't seen him in a while. Super legit studio, downtown Corpus. And then his boys got a super viral hit. Shout out to Gold Soul. The other cat, Jacob, your favorite ex-boyfriend is his name. He's out there in Cali right now doing it up. But we kicked it with Gold Soul. We started a track. And then Mexican OT, he's popping right now too. He showed up. Next thing you know, man, he's got his shirt off. He's doing the whole arts and crafts blunt situation. He's like dipping it in water.
Origami and shit.
And he's like freestyling. I was like, oh, this motherfucker went to prison. He's been locked up before.
He was dipping it in water. Sure.
Yeah. Water.
It's like blood in blood out. Dip three times so you can hump all night.
Blood looked like a shape, dog. Like, that's the shape it was in. The way it looked. It looked crazy.
Yeah, wow. It was like
a big ass blood.
It was literally like... Dog. So the joke really, it needs to be, you know, I retired the joke, but really what it needed to be was like, which is what I experienced last night, which is just like, dog, I was just looking around like, man, y'all got a pillow or something right here.
Something
I was just dragging, dog.
Yeah, I haven't been there since they redid it like about a year or so ago, like, or expanded. I mean, I don't know how many buildings.
Yeah, they got a bunch of stuff down there.
They got
a convenience store. He just started a bar next door.
Yeah, they got a dispensary down there.
Really?
Also, like a CBD.
Did they shut down Bella Luna?
No, Bella Luna's still down there. That's the next block over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he got a CBD thing too?
Yeah, or partner, or someone's using some space in there, or
okay,
whatever.
Probably renting it out to
them. Yeah, they, you know.
Interesting, man. The hustle.
That's a different vibe. He's got a couple guys that do like a podcast, like a lo-fi podcast.
Yeah, they got a whole podcast room. There.
I snapped some pictures of it, so if y'all want to go to Facebook, it's on Facebook.
Yeah, it's called Produce.
Looks dope.
Produce, Produce is the name of
Produce,
the...
Produce, yeah. Yeah, it's just like a artist commune.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking around, I'm like, bro, you paying all these people? Like, what's going on? But you can just tell, like, man, they just collaborating and working. And, you know, they decorate, him and his wife decorate real nice. They're like Japanese hipsters.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you be right there in downtown Corpus, and you be thinking like, am I in Tokyo?
Hey, man, it's amazing what you can get done with no kids, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
they got the dogs.
Yeah.
I was telling Chingo, it was crazy because I got to see the other side of like the rap game and how they do it. And I was like, oh, shit, the creative process from standard comedy is much wilder. It's like so different. It's
different. And it's funny,
like,
when they
different energy and everything. It's like, holy shit, this is crazy. Yeah. I didn't realize the difference, so I saw it and I was like, oh fuck.
The part that I love, it's as funny as weird it is, because I've gone with you over to Dusty's spot before. You always try to stop in there if you can when you come through town. So when we used to do the downtown shows, it was right around the corner
from
there.
Yep.
So we'd go over there, you know, and they'd be out there, you know, with their paper bag. There's the artists, and then there's like just some young kids out there just hanging out, just trying to catch the vibe. Someone's getting tattooed in
creative.
The back.
No, they're like fashion forward, artsy.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't know if you're in Nashville, you don't know if you're in Austin, you don't know if you're in Hollywood, and super creative. And that's how them kids, I call them kids, right? They probably grown ass men, but that's when they came up with that shit. Dude, they did an SNL skit last night. Like, we're all there hanging out, and they're all like, oh shit, SNL just did some shit on Gold Soul right here with this, like, they did like a whole fucking skit. And it's like, oh, damn. So it's cool to, like, meet the youngsters that are coming out, like Mexican OT. Yeah. All his music videos getting, like, millions of views, yeah. Gold Soul. And
Chinga's in there like the mom from Mean Girls. Y'all keep me young.
Yeah.
No, but it feels like it. Like, you catch it.
Yeah, I was trying to give him some game. And then on the drive back to the ranch, we were staying with our peeps, the Villarels. Uh-huh. And we were just talking. Yeah, way out there in Yellowstone, Dutton Ranch.
No,
we were talking in the car. I'm trying to keep Juan awake. And we got to talking about the Brown and Proud song I did. Uh-huh. And how did that come up?
Well, because I we were talking about Mexican OT, and I was like, dude, he just has a different... Because he has a different style of, like, his creative process. So, he'll do some stuff that I was like, why did he do that, dog? And he's like... And Chino was like, I don't know. That's a little strange even for me. Like, the way he set up the
Everybody
way
has acts. Different methods. So
he was breaking it down, okay. And I go... Huh, okay. And then he's like, and then Chingo started breaking down like some raps and stuff. And then I go, oh, like kind of like your Brown and Proud song. And he's like, well, this is a story on that. Like, the substance came with that because it was almost like a dare. And he started breaking it down. And I was like, bro, that's a podcast in and of itself. Just to break down like each song that you've done and just like the story behind the verses and stuff.
I mean, I could tell a little bit of that combo.
Behind the bling.
Bro, when he was breaking it down, I was like,
well, I'll break it down right now. Go for it. I'll give y'all a quick version. Great. So basically, I was just saying like sometimes an artist, sometimes we say stuff, or the rapper, sometimes we say stuff because it's like fly, it rhymes, you know, it makes you look like a badass, or it's funny, or raunchy. Like, there's different things, right? And it's like, okay, well, how's that lyric going to work when your kids hear it? How's that lyric going to work? Like, how is someone going to interpret that lyric 5 years from now, 10 mm-hmm. years from now? How is that going to affect someone's life? Because it's almost like you have a responsibility in a way, because the stuff you're recording, it's going to live forever.
Yeah.
And someone's going to either like, I liked it, but it was just some silly stuff in there. So anyway, I was hearing in the streets mm-hmm. at the time about me. They're like, oh, we get it. This dude, he's just going to sprinkle some Spanish, do some kind of funny punchline. Mm-hmm. And like almost like, we get it. We understand. We got you figured out. Mm-hmm. Almost like there's no substance, right? So I was like, all right, I'm going to give you some substance. So I was in LA at the time. And I knew I wanted to have some kind of buzz when I recorded that, because I just knew I had to kind of challenge myself to really be patient, dig deep, and mm-hmm. don't just say the first fly funny thing that's raunchy, right?
Right.
So I sat there, I had some Bucanas and pineapple. That was my jam at the time. You know, I was young and ratchet. It was very paisa. Very paisa type of, it's like Buchanan's. It's like some kind of Scotch whiskey, and the raza loves it, raza. But anyway, I recorded that in LA, and I knew this was the beat that I was like, okay, this got that little guitar thing. Okay, this is gonna be the one. And I knew I wanted the hook to be like, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud. Yeah, I'm brown and I'm proud. You know, I remember daddy told me, say it loud, say it loud. You know, so on. I remember mama told me. And then I had to knock out the verses. So I'm like, all right, let me make sure I dig deep, throw some cultural references and say something that's not just your typical, like, you know, I slapped her on the night, I was like, no, 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 no. You know what I mean? It's like, calmate way. And then when I pull up, I'm, you know, enteratata baby clock, you know.
You know, this is your change is going to come, you know.
Yeah.
It was going to be your cultural.
Yeah, this is my, Brenda's got a baby.
You know what I'm saying? And Chingo went deep.
Yeah.
Chingo's mobilizing the. Raza,
yeah, cause, dude, there's a line in there I was afraid to say because it gets into street politics, but I was like, I know I'm just a dreamer. Let me, how does it go? And one thing that Chingo really wish is that North and South Cali get together, quit that banging shit. No, I'm just a dreamer, but let me dream. I said, so Chavez, that's a Brown, Martin Luther King.
Dang.
You know what I mean? Basically saying like, hold on, bro, you ain't even from over here. Like,
why do you
even
know what, about, yeah.
Yeah, this has to do with like prison politics, like a lot of really heavy stuff that you probably shouldn't be commenting on. Right. But I was like, in the context of this, I know I'm just a dreamer, but let me dream.
Yeah.
You know, anyway.
I get it. Yeah, shit. We are the world, man.
Yeah. It's black. It's white. If y'all not watching this on YouTube, you missed the choreography right here. Ding 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 ding. Javi. They should have had Javi as a Michael Jackson backup dancer.
Javi was all the references. Shit.
I was on that. Yo, we got to hook up Javi with the Manscaped 4.0, the package. You know we sponsored by Manscaped, Big Dog. No, so we gotta put in the word, man. We gotta Rob, order another package kit for Javi. Now it's not for your beard, brother. I Sunday see you touching
morning.
Your beard.
Sunday
you know?
Morning.
It's not for the beard. Yeah.
The
so
beard.
It's get your situation.
It's the other beard, dog.
But anyway, manscaped.com.
Valentine's Day coming up.
That's what it is, bro. You gotta get the muffler right.
Surprise her with the fresh mow.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trim saying? The hedges, make the tree look a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Trim the hedges, nice. Make the tree taller, baby.
Yo, order it right now, manscaped.com, promo code CHINGO, and you're going to save you some money.
Get it before Valentine's Day.
I forget if you save 10% or 20%. I think it's you save 20%, but use promo code CHINGO when you check out, and we appreciate Manscaped backing up all the podcasts.
Only on the supplements. Only I can't get you the
steel maces and the kettlebells.
I can't do nothing for you on the kettlebells and the whips and the whatever you want.
Fucking, but. Yeah, you're in a momo, like a momo in the garage.
Good love me some Uncle Joey, man.
Dude, I was so beat yesterday. It was like the longest day. I got my butt whooped. Jiu-jitsu class was intense.
You too.
Well, I did the private lesson on Friday, and then I did the class on Saturday, and it's very regimented.
Yeah.
Because at Gracie Baja in Cal Allen, it's not a huge, huge gym, but it's a lot of people, and we have to work with that mat space. So, Professor Arnold was like, everybody line up, one and a two and a three. So you just like, it was like boot camp.
Yeah.
And then the gauntlet sparring. So I was just like, beat, and then we did the shows, and some of the chocolate had shrooms in it, and then people wanted to buy me shots, and I got a little aggravated on the second show.
Started over a couple times,
almost went into a loop. I thought I forgot to do the cheers.
No, it was just one part.
Me and Javi were laughing louder. He's in a loop.
Like, did he just start the show over?
He's looping.
But yeah, you thought you hadn't done
man,
the toast.
Man, Corbin, so good to be back, man. I ain't seen y'all, man. So good to be back.
Y'all look good tonight.
Y'all look good. Give it up for yourself.
Second time I looked up like, he's starting over.
It's like he's 45 minutes in. Y'all look good tonight, man. Give it up for yourself.
I just pulled up in the yellow submarine.
Yeah, shout out to the Trade Center, man. I had to borrow the submarine for y'all, man.
I was like, what?
Homeboy, he put me in there, strapped me in, and he's like, shh, 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 and give it a kick. I wasn't going to start over. I literally, looked over at the tequila bottle.
Meanwhile, we're sitting there, because I think you had already gone and set up merch or something, and we were like, he just,
because I was like, something's off. I was like, I looked over at the shout out to Pi Tequila for the sponsor, and then people kept buying me shots, which was our fault because we're like, yo, we got a tequila sponsor, they got a hookup for y'all, man. The discount $5 shots. They took it as motherfucker, buy me some shots. So people start walking up, and I'm just like, okay, I'm in the middle of a joke, but thank you.
Yeah.
And then I start getting a little aggravated when they're like, take the shot. Take the shot, hombre. Hey, the shot.
Just to give y'all some reference, Chingo started with a cup when he went on stage. There was like 5 shots afterwards. Like they were just on stage. It was like, what the fuck?
I got a 2-drink limit on stage.
No, I sipped like very little. Like I can't imagine how I would feel right now if there was also alcohol involved.
Yeah, it's no fun being up there drunk. We're not like rock stars. We're not, you know, like how another difference between the music industry and comedy, right? Like those dudes perform drunk and high off their mind all the time. But when you're doing comedy and it's just you there and there's no band, and if you fall out, there ain't nobody that can,
you get in your head,
step in. Like it's just you, and you got people trying to talk to you sometimes, and you got to be sharp enough to respond. It's really it's a different vibe.
You catch one guy looking at his watch, and then one lady going to the restroom. You're like, am I losing them? This guy looks bored. It's like, but I'm not a mind reader. Okay, stick to the script. Stick to the script. It's like, take the shot. God damn it, are y'all gonna bully me all night?
Yeah, you trying to get drunk over here, bro. I gotta talk. I gotta talk for an hour.
No, I got bullied this morning when I had to call the wifeager and check in and be like, hey, we're on our way. What's going on? And
You know what I'm saying?
Why you ain't ask more questions? I'm like, hey, look, you know, we're doing a lot.
It really is. It's tough to do both. Even me, when I go and do my shows, which are, you know, on a much smaller scale than what you do as a headliner, you know, even I feel like, man, it really would help if someone else was here. Mm-hmm. You know, just little things, making sure the merch is set up, counting the room and whatever. And yes, you can. Those are things you can do yourself, but it takes away from you getting your mind right before the show. Yeah. Like it affects everything.
Yeah, and then I suggested. I was like, well, Juan said he could. He already has a lot of responsibilities. I was like, but Juan said he wanted to do that extra detail that we didn't specifically thing. And she's just like, no. You know what I'm saying? He's already has a lot on his plate. You know what I mean? She defended Juan quick. Yeah. He's already hosting and he's already doing a lot. You leave Juan alone. I was like, about it. Yeah. I was like, Juan's a machine. Y'all don't even understand.
You know what I'm saying? Juan get a couple C4s in him.
Juan's wired different.
Too, like, shout out to fucking your tia fucking coming and saving you, right? It was your cousin.
My cousin.
Your cousin.
My
his cousin.
The nurturing cousin.
And saved Javi.
Yeah, she.
Because dude, the merch line was getting intense, and everybody was wanting a piece of Javi.
Yeah, and I was low on sizes, and I had them all thrown everywhere from the other nights. And she came in, she started folding shirts, and she.
Yeah, dude.
Javi was telling us a story beforehand, like how he was one time in a different place. He got stuck for a moment because he was just getting crowded
in
and
Denver.
Stuff. And
the edibles.
Yeah, some lady came out of nowhere and saved him.
She appeared.
And he told us that just before the show. Then we go down to go do merch at the end, and it started to happen again. And a lady appeared, and I didn't know who she was at first. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it just freaked me out because he just told us a story, and the lady appeared. I was like, damn, dude, he just has fucking angels coming out.
Guardian angels, baby. They show up, man. Yeah, she was like, that's my cousin. That's my mother hidden cousin, bro. She's the mother. She's always just been looking out for us since we were kids, man. And she's like, how come you don't have no one out here helping? It's like, it's Corpus, you know.
It's my hometown.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's another thing, guys. Anybody watching this, March 10th, Javi's got a special coming up, man. Blast that out, dog.
Not for everybody, but it might be for you.
Yeah, Javi doesn't brag enough, but y'all gotta understand, Javi's repping Corpus like crazy. Mm. Like, Javi's been about Corpus, always is about Corpus.
And he's good.
Everything on that special is Corpus. Like, everybody helping, the production, everything. Yeah.
Dusty made the jingle, the music.
Dusty did the music everything. For me, man.
It was perfect.
Yeah. I mean... And he turned it around like quickly, man. Like I dragged my feet on hitting him up, and I was all like, "Hey, man! The guy that did the production, because I know Dusty, but I don't know him, you know, like how you know him or anything like that." And so this guy was like, "Well, let me ask him if he would consider doing the music for it, or whatever." And I was like, "Man, if he's got the time, I know, you know, he's busy. That dude's just always doing something." And I was like, "Man, I really just want something, you know, that's." Catchy, it's fun, perfect. Upbeat. It's this is what I'm into.
Yep.
And he's like, something like this. And I'm like, yeah, something like that will work. And he's like,
it's perfect.
That
no, he's very excited because he brought it up last night. He mentioned, he's like, oh, dude, hey, you know, I did some music for Javi, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I actually didn't even know that was you. And I was like, bro, your special's so great. I was like, even the music I like. Because sometimes music could be cheesy. Like, you'll see something on Netflix or a DVD from a comedian. It's like, you could tell. Even like a Cat Williams, bro. Mm-hmm. There's like certain Cat Williams DVDs where it's like, all right, the production company dropped the ball.
A lot of them.
On the menu screen where like the beat's looping. I was like, what is this? Yeah.
And that's one thing I'm proud of on the special. You know, even though it's on YouTube, when I started the project, you know, I was swinging for, like, let's make this as if we're trying to get it on a streaming service. You know, I was thinking, oh, maybe Amazon Prime or, you know, one of the, maybe not the big ones. I mean, Netflix and Hulu and all that shit. If you ain't already blowing up, they ain't really going to talk to you too much. Right. You know, that's just the way it is. But there's other streaming services that put on. But you still have to have a certain level of production quality. So when I signed up with Tuxedo Goose, the production company, I was like, this is let's shoot it as if it's going on here, not as if it's going to be a YouTube. Yeah. If it ends up on YouTube, that's fine, but at least we're a couple notches up above where the production value on a lot of YouTube specials. And I know, you know, if a comic puts a special on YouTube, we're all dealing within our our means, right? Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. maybe you only had $1,000. So you get, guess what? You get one dude, mm-hmm. one angle.
Yeah.
With a camera, and that's all you got.
You got one reel, one short.
Yeah, yeah. You know, hey, that's all you got. Better than nothing. But,
hope it goes viral, brother.
But I'm a big believer in do the most you can with what you got, you know. And and with film, the thing I find interesting is there are little tricks where you can just, without any extra money, just make it up the production value, right? Just mm-hmm. just a different light, a different, you know, have a couple of different angles,
a
you know, versus
a just, filter, a right? Fucking,
just after some effects,
little things that make it look like, man, did they have a budget on this? Like, this looks nice,
yeah.
know. And that's what we went for, man. So I'm up to the music, the skit. I mean, I could have done. We talked about it. I could have done the standard, you know. Oh, he's walking through the city and walks into the club. Camera follow him onto the stage or whatever. But I was like, you know, I love the old school comedy specials. You did it with your Netflix, mm-hmm. you know, where there used to be a little skit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for just something.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the most hilarious thing, but it's just a little, you know, little palate cleanser. Like, oh, this is this person's brand of humor. This is about what I'm about to see before they even start telling jokes on stage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something this is why it's like hobby reps for Corpus, because everything in that thing, it's like a little Corpus masterpiece, honestly.
Yeah, shot it here, the music's from here, the announcers from here,
amazing.
And it's good. Yeah. It's one thing to be like, yo, I rep my city. It's like, yeah, but you probably ain't got
I say that. Like, yeah, this is for, if you, it ain't Corpus, it ain't like my first album, right? Like mm-hmm. my Straight Out of Corpus. You know, I was still doing a lot of local. There's no local material on there. I think I make maybe one local reference in the whole thing, and it's not local to the point where if you hear it, you won't get it. Like, it's
Well, on March 10th, they're gonna see the reels and the special.
Yeah, the reels are gonna start rolling out in a couple of weeks here. Actually.
Perfectly,
yeah, yeah. Juan's putting me on the social media game.
Yeah,
give
me
a crash course.
I'm gonna help with the way I can, man. So you let me know.
Yeah, there's
sure.
a lot to unpack there.
You know, yeah, man. So you got some recording done last night?
Oh, man, I honestly just, I just laid down like a mumble track, like an idea,
because
I was like super out of it, bro.
I figured.
Like not only that, but like this morning I was like coughing up a little congestion and stuff.
Yeah.
And that doesn't help when it's like you're tired, probably dehydrated. Yeah. My wife's like, you don't drink enough water. Probably a little dehydrated, tired, got beat up in class, did two shows, got bullied by the crowd, take your shot. And then at that point, bro, but hey, the youngsters, they had just woke up like 6 in the afternoon. Uh-huh. So they're making blunts. And I'm like, can I get a picture with you, bro? I'm like, oh, he ain't got his shirt on. You know what I mean? It's like a scene.
I'm like, why does this dude ain't got no shirt on?
Hey, he's like, far roll his blunt. That shirt came off and it's freestyle rapping. And it was literally like a time portal. I was like, this was me and my friends 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, sleep. What is that?
It's so funny when life imitates art and vice versa, right?
You know. That's literally what it is. Tour days, you got some tour days, brother?
Yeah, man. So actually, I'm going to be in Corpus one more week. I'm going to do Valentine's weekend here. I'm going to do the 11th in the downtown location at Mesquite Street. So the room where I really kind of, you know, really started to develop at. So it's a nice intimate room, only like 50, 60 seats in there.
Perfect.
And then
super, especially for Valentine's Day night.
It's perfect. So it's Saturday, but on Valentine's Day, right, which is, I'm going to do the room that we did this weekend. So that's on Tuesday. Valentine's is on a Tuesday this year. So for the, some people, you know, no, it doesn't count if it's not on Valentine's Day.
Mm.
You know, yeah, then you come on Tuesday.
Okay.
You know,
well, perfect.
But if you're like, hey, it's just a day on the calendar, Saturday's just as good as Tuesday. Let's go out.
Well, yeah, sometimes you want to avoid like that weekend dinner rush to couples that go out.
Every restaurant's going to be packed, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Some of y'all thinking, if y'all came to the shows, y'all like, we saw Javi. It's like, no, Javi has fucking time for days. And you only saw, like, what, 20 minutes?
You saw 20 minutes. And the crowds this weekend, by the way, y'all saw 20 minutes new.
Yeah.
Like brand new. And I heard that from several people that come out, you know, they come out a lot. They come out to see me a lot. They come out every year to see you. So there's lots of, so I'm always that's always in the back of my head. Like, hey, a lot of these people were here last year. A lot of these, and we think you were just here in May, so not even a full year. Mm-hmm. So I made it a point, you know, to let me give them something fresh. And one of my big supporters here, the people from Julio's Easy Stop, the couple Randy and Roxanne, they came out and they come to all my shows. Like every single, they're just one of those supporters. They come and hey, what do you need? They sponsored my special. They sponsored the venue for the special.
Great.
And they were like, man, it was all new tonight, Javi, like all new. And I was like, yeah, you know, they, you know, I love it when they recognize mm-hmm. that they're like, yeah, we hadn't heard any of that stuff.
Yep.
So yeah, if you come out next week, you know, I try to, you know, I'm a writer, you know that. So
yeah, we got some scripts in the vault. Y'all don't even know.
You know, and so it's real easy for me that I like to write content for that show. You know, it's a Valentine's show, so I'm gonna come out with some, you know, 5-10 minutes of Valentine's material that I probably won't use again until next Valentine's, or maybe if I like some bit really good, you know, I'll use it up again. You know, but
for sure. Well, hell yeah, man. I'm excited for that. Just added some dates. So The my tour dates are coming together.
Oh, make sure. I wasn't done.
Oh, my fault, bro. Did I cut you off?
Wait, quick. Let me spit these out.
My fault.
No, I started talking about Corpus too. So that's Corpus. And then I'm going to be in Austin on April 8th at East Austin Comedy Club. That's going to be a Thursday night. And then on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, I'm doing my Gordito de Mayo at Upstage Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas, off of W.W. White over that area. Nice lounge. Only seats about 100 people. You know, I do my numbers. But those tickets are up already, upstagecomedy.net, or if you just go to my link tree.
Hey, that was for the IRS. That's why he said that.
You know? You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all can cash at me for the tickets if y'all want. Just put barbecue plate on there.
You know,
you can do me a favor.
If anybody knows, it's gonna be small and intimate, nothing small crazy, donations. Under the radar. My bad, bro. I cut you out. Did you?
No worries.
He's like, you thought all I had was Valentine's Day, bro? I got all the way to Gordito de Mayo.
You know who you're talking to, Chico?
You know what I'm saying? We're working on El Paso for June.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about pending. No, es que caiga el cash app, carnal. Yo, we're headed to Pearsall, Texas, bro. I've never done comedy in Pearsall. That's February 17th. That's like around the corner. Mark your calendars. Naples, Florida, Southwest Florida, March 5th. Odessa, Texas, March 11th at the Ector Theater. I think we're working on College Station for like March 17th and 18th. Okay, now these, I'm working with a promoter in Cali. Super excited. Fresno, March 23rd. Merced, March 24th. Visalia, March 25th, El Paso, April 6th through the 8th. And then for all the rest of the dates, man, hit up my website. You know, I'm coming to Brownsville with Raymond Orta, Alamo, Texas with Raymond. So just hit up the website and you can see where we're going to do Chingo de Mayo this year. But and for sure, man, shout out to all the sponsors. Everybody showing love, man, keeping us going. So, you know, I'm like NASCAR right now, bro. This right here, man, this one of the sponsors. You know, they do cattle, bro. They do grass-fed beef. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm actually like a customer too.
You know what I'm saying?
So I bought some eggs from them even. We're going to do YouTube videos together, bro. Like Chingo bring, like the thumbnail is going to be like Chingo drinks raw goat's milk. You know what I mean? Chingo Bling eats beef heart.
Uh-huh.
I'm finna eat heart, raw goat's milk.
He's about turning into a liver king is what he's
talking about. I'm about to be YouTube.
But like cooked beef heart or like?
Well, I think we're going to have to cook it because he's like, people I know eat it raw. And I'm like.
I've eaten it cooked. I mean, it's pretty good.
How you cook that?
Well, my grandma used to make it like on a guisada.
The heart?
Like
on a crock pot?
Yeah, like in a great. Yeah, well, like on the stove, like low simmer. Dude, it's super tender, bro. I used to love it. I was the only one. When I was in high school, when I started being able to like work and drive, like I would go, like my mom was like, oh, I don't know how to cook it. Like, right. It's a different kind of meat or whatever. So I'd go to the store and get me a package of corazón and take it over to my grandma. And she'd call me a couple hours later. Okay, it's ready.
Mijo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I was doing something crazy. Javi's like, no, that's called Sundays.
You know what I'm saying?
What other kind of stuff? I forget what all we're going to do with them, but, you know, really excited, man, because it's like, you know, these days, bro, you mm-hmm. know, you got to get your family but something.
That's wild, man. So you got the meat, you got the meat company and you got the Manscaped, bro.
Manscaped.
You get you some meat and get you something for your meat.
You know, tequila, get you some tequila. Oh.
Triple dipping shit.
Is this el quadruple dip, carnal?
Branded, puro branded content.
Yo, man, thank you so much, bro, for accommodating us and allowing us to use Gordito Studios.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for watching the podcast, man. Yeah, we didn't want to go a week without.
Yeah, you know, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I woke up this morning, I was like, I just want to go straight home.
Hey.
And I was like, am I really gonna like call Javi and wake him up, get him going? And because Javi offered, he's like, hey, bro, I got a setup. Like, we can't fall off and miss. And then we'll have you come back to Houston and we'll knock out some.
Yeah, because I saw someone comment, you know, this is a great way to start my Monday. And I love hearing stuff like that, man. Like, did y'all look forward to it? Because I know there's podcasts. I love podcasts, too. So I know there's podcasts that I wake up Monday morning and if it's not uploaded yet, you get a little disappointed. Man. Like, oh, man, I was looking forward to listen to it on the way to work or whatever. Yeah. You know, you got your routine.
The treadmill. It's not refreshing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I like to stay on top.
Well, if you're hobby, you're out there doing disc golf.
And shout out to you guys. Corpitos came out and a few other people came out this weekend from the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Like, Corpitos, Trompitos, RPT.
We had some people from San Antonio drive down.
People were driving in to come see the show. I was like, damn, dude, that's what's
good
up.
Show, man.
And then when you did Bass Drop, you had some people that heard about it.
Shout out over there to Jerry Carrillo. Came out. He said he had listened to the What Did He Say podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, so shout out to you guys. You guys doing that for us? Like, we appreciate that all the support, following us on social medias. That helps everything. It's great, man. Thank you so much.
You know what I'm saying? Like, comment, subscribe, share.
Those dates, chingo. So I gotta check with my soulmate and see if I get free for that, bro. But I'm gonna let you know, dog.
We're gonna know. We're gonna be like, I'm gonna be like, hey Juan, you ready to go? We're gonna go hit Brownsville. He's gonna be like, hey dude, I gotta check with Catherine or whatever her name is.
Catherine.
I don't even know her name. He's like, dude, she's
my soulmate. I just know her my soulmate. It's like, dude, she's in my phone as soulmate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
He's like, dude, the hospital's got her working long hours, bro. I can't. I'm like, what are you talking about? Dude, you don't remember my soulmate in Corpus?
Forever. I couldn't see her shoes, bro. Like, was she wearing like some Hokas?
I think they were boots.
Oh, they're boots.
She was all about Juan. And that's why I be telling all the fellas, man, we got to stay prayed up, bro. They be up on us, bro. You know all the fellas out there, head on the swivel.
Juan's the only single one now. Everyone else is cuffed up. So
Juan's the only one free.
So you know what I'm saying? Enjoy that.
Freedom. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
She was all about Juan. She was like, I don't know you. I never met you. But she was like, I love me some Juan. And he's like, what?
We both got done dirty.
What?
So let's do something dirty.
Therefore. Yeah. Yo, thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. Live from Gordito Studio. What was it called?
Universal.
My fault. I thought it was Gordito de Mayo Studio.
Hey, his shirts come with that too on the back. On the back it says Universal Studios, dog.
Hell yeah.
Little trick I learned from Mr. Bling here. You know, branding. I learned. Branding, carnal. I'm a slow learner, but I learned.
Hey, quadruple dip, carnal.
Double dip, triple dip. And when you get to my level, it's all kinds of dip.
All right.
But hey, we're going to hit the road. Y'all have an amazing week, and we'll see you next time. Sass.